Chuck Chad Freestyle for Friday, December. I'm still stuck in December. January 12th, 2007. At least I'm in the right year now. How are you? I'm a little distracted by the weather, by the driving conditions. The weather is still rather unseasonable. Not a lot of snow to speak of for mid-January. This afternoon it started drizzling, just a light misty kind of thing, and as it's cooling down towards the end of the day on the drive home, it decided to turn to ice. So I had to do some window scraping before I could drive the vehicle away. In fact, when I walked out of work, I nearly fell on my buttocks right outside the front door of work. So I called the receptionist and asked her to find somebody to put some salt or ice melt or whatever they put on there on the front sidewalk. I hate to have a customer or fellow employee hurt themselves. It is a little slick. I also called my wife and said, you're going to have to do some window scraping and be careful on your way home. So that is the weather report for this day, January 12th, 2007, from the Appleton, Wisconsin area. Those are not my right notes. Let me see. Things I have noticed, and this means I've been too busy to notice, that yesterday was my 19th anniversary working for this company that I work for. And my oh my, has time flown. My boss has been there 17 and a half. So we did a little reminiscing and got out old business cards and had a good laugh. I remember when I went from being a software developer to the system administrator. I'm actually going a little fast. Traffic is going about 45 miles an hour or, what would that be, about 75 kilometers, roughly. Everybody driving very cautiously on these slippery roads, and I think I'll do the same just so I get home in one piece. It means I get a little more time talking to you. But it also means I get home. But, yeah, 19 years. Long time. Doesn't seem like that long. I don't feel any older. In fact, I feel a little bit younger than when I started. How does that work? Must mean that, you know, eating right and exercise can certainly have an impact on your whole outlook. But the things that I've noticed that are just changing so fast are my kids. Julie just seems to be getting so much bigger, and well, both of them are getting taller right before my eyes. You know, you notice when other people's kids are growing big. You know, you see nieces and nephews or cousins or you know, other people's kids once a year or every few months, but you're not supposed to notice your own kids getting big. And my goodness, seems like every day that I get Julie out of bed, she gets bigger. And she changes shape, too. She's, you know, 13 years old, and the legs are changing shape a little bit. The waist is changing shape a little bit. And other parts are changing. She's definitely turning into a young lady, but I have a hard time letting the little girl go. In fact, yesterday, Lisa and I were looking at pictures on the computer from, no, anywhere from when they were babies to, well, current day. We just kind of went further and further back. Most of them are digital from the fall of 2000 when I got my first digital camera, but I do have several of the prints when they were younger scanned. And it was just incredible looking at them when they were 5 or 6 years old, looking how small they were, and realizing how fast they're growing, and that in another 5 or 6 years, Julie will be gone. She'll be off to college. I'm slowly coming to grips with that short duration. Donna and I are planning our summer vacations on one hand. We say, well, this year we're going to Arizona, and next year we're going to this place, and you know, there aren't that many left that we can do as a family. It seems like for the first few years of their lives, you're waiting for them to get old enough to travel well, whether it's by planes, trains, or automobiles. And by the time you get a few vacations under your belt, you're looking at the end of the rope. So every day is is precious, and it's just hard to believe that how fast they change. Just amazing. I guess now that I'm over 40, I'm coming to grips with, you know, my own limited lifespan and to make the most of every day, because it's hard to do. You get caught up in the day-to-day grind and what's next for every little task, and you forget to stop and step back and take a look at things. You know, part of the everyday things that I've been caught up with are coming to the decision of whether or not I want to go on and become a karate black belt. I've been doing karate since August. Enjoyed the last 5 months very much. I feel like I'm back in shape. I've never been terribly athletic, but to be fair, I've never been terribly overweight. I think I'm about 6 feet tall, and when I graduated from college, I was about 155, 160 pounds. I've crept up to 180 over the years, and last summer I was at 170, so I felt pretty good. But Lisa has been going to karate for a few months, and I thought, you know, I should do something about this. And I wanted to get the summer busy schedule out of the way, and joined up. Well, after about 6 months of that, I have to make a decision, because you can only go a finite amount of time wearing the white uniform, you know, white belt, gold belt, orange belt, green belt, probably be as much as I can get. Then I need to make the commitment. Do I want to put on the blue uniform and make the 2.5-3 year commitment to become a black belt? And I'm 99% of the way there. I went to a graduation on Saturday of three of the younger students. They were about 19, 20 years old. Three of the younger students who were going for their third degree black belt. Now, once you get black belt, it takes two more years to become a second degree black belt, and it takes three more years to become a third degree black belt. So these kids have been at it for a while. I think in total about 10 years in their karate career, one of which was a former Sunday school student of mine when he was in fifth grade. So he had just started, I didn't know it at the time, and he was having a hard time because he had some knee problems. He was very winded. Sorry, passing by the septic treatment plant here on the highway, and the wind is blowing the wrong direction, and it's very foul smelling. Wow, exceptionally ripe today. But he had been having problems, and it was a real drama to watch. I started at 2 o'clock when they got done with a 2-mile run, came in and started their floor exercises and sparring and all of that. I watched from 2 to 3, but it went for about another hour. I had some errands to run. I ducked out, came back about 4:15, and they were done. All three of them had gotten it, but it was very intense watching and learning what it takes to get through something like that. Now, it's not that intense for me to go from orange to green, but it is picking up a little more difficulty every time I graduate belts. So that was, I figured if I went and saw the third degree black belt graduation and testing on Saturday, it would either convince me one way or the other to go forward or not. And it has. I really do want to do this. I'm 99% there. The other 1% is just write the check and get it done. And I like the way, like the physical condition I'm in, and the mental condition. It's given everything they say about exercise is true. You know, you sleep better, you have more energy, and exercise has its own momentum. The more, you know, once you get started, it's pretty easy to keep going. But once you stop, it's hard to get started again. And I found that true over the Christmas holidays. I had to force myself to do some crunches and sit-ups and even a little bit of kicking and punching just to stay limber so that it wasn't so difficult. Now, I didn't put on any weight over the holidays, but I didn't feel top-notch either. It was interesting coming back to the karate school after being off for 2 weeks. It was a little difficult, but that's all right. I want to feel good about staying in shape. The closet door and the woodwork scenario. I'm probably going to bring this up for the last time, but there is a lesson in here. For those of you who have heard this before, you know that I did all this work on our woodwork and trim in our house. Everything is now up to date and matches. But Donna was dissatisfied with Julie's closet door. Two bifold doors, they didn't quite match. And I was running out to get some tarts on Saturday to finish the project, or what I thought was finishing the project. And she brought up the subject again. Are you going to replace her door? And I said, no, I'm not. It's fine. It's not a problem. And she said, well, you know, you can't leave a mismatch like that. You have to tell people when we sell the house. No, you tell people that things don't work that they can't see. This is a closet door. It doesn't match. It's just a cosmetic thing. It's not broken. So we had a discussion on that, and I left the house feeling crabby. Went and got the parts I needed to finish the door handles. And she went off to a play, The Wizard of Oz, put on by the local high school kids, with Julie and Lisa. And I continued to clean up the garage because I had all the scraps from this project to clean up. And I went through this discussion in my head. I had one of those arguments with the little devil on one shoulder and the little angel on the other. And the little devil was just saying, the heck with it, don't do anything, you made your statement, deal with it. And the little angel was saying, why don't you just do what she wants, because that'll make everybody happy. And the devil would come back and say, well, why don't you, stick to your guns, you don't want to seem soft and wishy-washy. And then I started bringing in, trying to figure out what other people's opinions would be who were outside of this conversation. And I had to stop and think about a book that I read recently called Getting to Yes. It was a negotiating book, and it pointed out, it was one of those things where you learn something but you forget to apply it all the time. Well, this was a case of applying my recently learned knowledge. We were engaged in positional tactics. I had one position, she had the other. And I stopped and started asking myself, why does she want that door replaced? And why don't I want the door replaced? And I kind of came to a negotiation. And later that night, all I had to say was, look, I don't feel like replacing this right now. I want to get the project behind me. But if you still feel that it needs replacing in a year, and we have the money, I'd be happy to do it. So I didn't say no, I just said not right now on that project. So the information I got out of that book can be applied so many ways. Just sometimes when you get emotionally attached to your position in an argument, it's difficult to let go of that sometimes, and it's difficult to step back and recognize that, yeah, I know, you're probably going, shut up, you should have just said yes, dear, and gotten it over with. But, you know, it was a little confusing because there are times when Donna does not throw things away. She tends to be a pack rat. You should see our basement. Whew. You know, I'm that way to some degree, but recently I've gotten to the point where I say, you know, I'm not using this stuff. I don't want to ever move it, should we have to move. I don't want somebody else to have to go through it, should I ever die. So let's just get rid of it now. And sometimes I throw away things that are useful, and most of the times I throw away things that are just never going to be of any use again. Holy smokes, the price of gas went down again. It was $2.29 a couple of weeks ago. It was $2.22 for the longest time. Now we're down to $2.15 a gallon. Keep going, baby. It hasn't been this cheap in probably 2, maybe 3 years. So I get a little confused when she doesn't want to spend money on new clothes. She doesn't want to spend money on, save that board because it may be useful later. But yet, $100 to replace a door that works but is cosmetically, minorly cosmetically different, confuses me sometimes. But, you know, again, you're probably going to say, hey, she's a woman, she can change her mind, you married her, you should have known what you were getting into. Woohoo! That was slippery and I almost slid right into another minivan. Okay, side roads are still very slippery, but the main roads are okay. And I think this ice is starting to turn over to snow. I am almost home. Thank you for bearing with me on this discussion. I'm glad you made it home with me. It's Friday night. Lisa has a Girl Scout thing. Julie is off skiing, I hope. It is an after-school ski trip at a hill about an hour away. And I hope she's not just sitting there freezing in the freezing rain. Thank you. This is an audio blog of me, my life, what's on my mind. I will talk to you again soon. Take care. What's on my mind? I will talk to you again soon. Take care.
Farpoint Media, powered by Podango.